Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Liz Funk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Yats Woostling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chief Hogsett. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Chief Hogsett. And now, play ball. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil takes first base on ball four. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Cecil goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly takes first base on ball four. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hogsett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Stone goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. McManus moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Pat Caraway now pitching. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus scores. Alexander moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk bunts towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Cecil covering, for the out. Alexander scores. Rice moves to second. One out. It's 4-1, Tigers. Yats Woostling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caraway spins, and has Rice trapped. He throws to Calm, who tags Rice for the out. Two outs. Yats Woostling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woostling takes first base on ball four. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Hargrave reaches second base with a double. Woostling moves to third. Chief Hoxett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoxett hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Jimmy Moore pinch hits for Pat Carraway. Jimmy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hargrave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Walsh now pitching. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Autry and he is safe. McManus steals second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Woestling strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hargrave takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh can't make a play. That's a base hit. Rice moves to third. Hargrave moves to second. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Autry hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Walsh moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Geringer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Geringer takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil catches it and throws to first to double up Geringer. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jolly hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Woestling hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hargrave hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy strikes out. One out. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Smith reaches second base with a double. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Autry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walsh strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. Autry moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harris strikes out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Funk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds, who is chasing the ball. Alexander reaches third base with a triple. McManus goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alexander tags and scores. One out. It's 6-3, Tigers. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Funk hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Yats Woestling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woestling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Woestling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Hogsett covering, for the out. One out. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Ed Walsh. Irv Jeffries pinch runs for Chick Autry. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffries moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeffries scores. Hunfield moves to second. It's 6-4, Tigers. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Riddle now catching. Hal McCain now pitching. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chief Hogsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogsett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hogsett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-4 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Clancy for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.